Thank you. So we may have to feed us with bread. Thank you, Father. So we share with all the Lord. Just thank you. So we're in the place. Just thank God for one thing in your life. Just thank God for one thing. Give him all the glory, all the praise. Thank you for ability to sleep and wake up. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for your business. Thank you for your husband. Thank you for your wife. Thank you for the air you breathe. Don't take anything for granted. Just appreciate everyone you have. Thank you for the rain. Just thank you. Just want to be praised. Thank you for this youth Sunday. You have learned one or two things. Ask God. Appreciate God. Just appreciate him this morning. Not asking for anything this morning. Just thank him. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and worship the name of the Lord. Appreciate the name of the Lord. It's a song that's ringing in my spirit. I want us to sing as we pray. You are holy.
Selling, we cast them out from his presence. We command them out of the presence of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we cover everyone here with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
There are three people I want to speak about. All eyes closed. I don't have much time. I think the talk show took much of the time. So there are three revelations I want to just release and decree. And if it pertains to you, I want you to pray very well. I want you to pray very well. Number one. There's somebody that the enemy is planning for you or your loved one. Because I saw that revelation with a loved one. It may not be directly you, but your loved one. They are planning a robbery. They are planning death. Someone is planning to break, to steal, to rob you. I pray for you. May the Lord cancel and avert that robbery.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pray for a second person. And I see the Holy Spirit is one. The word we just got in the talk show has to do with it. I saw a lady that married. Somebody slide into your DM. I begin to own a discussion of about temptation of the opposite sex. Something that is not so easy to cheat. If you are in this place of money, please be very careful. I pray for you. Every temptation that will make you to lose the presence of God, every temptation that will make you to cheat on your spouse, the Lord will deliver you from it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said the Lord will deliver you from it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you are a lady, you are married, if you are a husband, you are married, be very wise. The last and but not the least, I saw a very clear revelation of a loved one that they were planning his burial. And that person is a helper in the family. That person is like a senior brother. And that person, when they are having family issues, the person needs to bring enough money. And I saw the obituary. I pray for you. Everyone of you here and your family represented, that the enemy is planning a burial. In this month of June, the enemy is planning a death announcement. In the name of God, every other name, may that death be attended. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I want to do the last thing the Holy Ghost told me to do before. I just briefly, I won't take much of your time, briefly give you some points about intimacy. The Holy Spirit told me something. Mommy, you are going to be shocked. Please don't be afraid. Don't be offended what I want to do now. The Lord said I should do something. And by the mercy of God, even if I'm under the authority of the church, but you have to be governed by the Holy Ghost. The Lord told me that the woman of God has been a great personality God has used to steer this church. I've been in many denominations to preach, and I've seen there's a pattern. Sometimes they have what they call Pastor Appreciation Sunday. The Lord told me that there's something He wants to release upon the congregation, and we have to sow a seed to this woman. Please, all offenses, pardon me. He did not tell me anything, but the Holy Spirit spoke expertly to me. You see, the revelation I just released to you, this week, those three revelations, I had a sign. This week, the three revelations I told you, I had a confirmation, a sign. Let me just show you one of them. When the Lord revealed to me, when I was waiting on God for this program, the Lord revealed to me about the text. At the close of business, we caught a thief close to my shop, trying to break the padlock. That same day. So when God reveals unto me, I don't joke with it. But I know the ministry of God in my life. So the Lord told me, if you are here, you want to partner with what God wants to do. Because God wants to bless someone in this church. And the Lord said, you are going to give a seat. Usher, please, this is not to redeem. This is not to
parish. This is not to know it. This seed will be packaged and given to the pastor. And she will pray a prayer of blessing in a secret place for us. We want to partner 1,000, 500, 200, 100 naira. What is this? Come on, we want to pray for you.
Mommy, please, I'm sorry, please.
No,
if you can do transfer, woman of God, you are going to put your account number, they will transfer to you. Listen to me. Let me shock you.
There are some people that the church called them. And there are people that God called them. It's not church that called me. It's God that called me. But I happen to be stationed at this bad time in this church. So anything God told me I should do, I'll please. So you come on and drop it here.
Within 7 days, within 7 days, Makata Popula, Ricardo Sikalaba. If you want to transfer, collect the account number from the husband or from her. This seed is going to the pastor. Tabalia Kuseki Makila, Ebete Kusika. That thing that will hook me in your life. The Bible says, he that give a prophet a cup of cold water shall not lose his reward. I know what God has used this woman to do in my life. I know what God has used her family to do in my ministry. As the pastor of this town, who is the shepherd of this parish, who will cry on this offering, every stubborn problem shall be dissolved. I said, every stubborn problem shall be dissolved. Separate it to one side. I don't want any story. Separate it one side. If you want to transfer, collect the account number. Father, I pray for your children. Before the pastor will pray our own prayer for you, I pray for you. As you have obeyed the prophetic instruction of the Holy Spirit, that key you have been looking for to open that particular door. And the Bible says, if you give a prophet a cup of cold water, you shall not lose your reward. I command that key to be given unto you now. I command to that door to be open. I command that door to be open. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jump those beautiful hands together for Jesus. We take your seat. If you want to transfer, don't forget to collect the account number before the end of the service. Straightly, I want to tell you about the real intimacy. Just, I have less than 5 minutes. Okay, God bless you. If you want to bring, between now and 7 days, that's what the Lord told me. Between now and 7 days, you can still bring and partake to that offering. Offering, I call it our pastor prophetic seed. Not by church, but by the leading of the Holy Ghost. By the leading of the Holy Ghost. Time will fail me to share your testimony, how this kind of thing lift my life up. I remember, let me just give you one to encourage you. I remember when my father, don't say my brother here was sick on it. Sorry, it was today's father's day. Okay, I'm not a psycho man. If my mother misbehaves, I tell my mother. If my brother misbehaves, I tell my father. If my wife misbehaves, I tell my wife. If I misbehave, tell me. The word of God is standard. So every human being is trying to follow the word of God. Nobody is monopoly. If you leave God, God will leave you. So don't say my brother here was sick on it. He bought a chair for me. For me, that shirt, package shirt. I know the color of that brown, who you want shirt. That was the color. He gave me as a seed. And all evangelists, he's not in London, the one that appointed me. He came to minister that time. He's the one who wants closer. You notice, one wants closer. He wear today, that night. Sunday, wash and wear. And the Lord told me, sold that shirt to him. I tell you, I'm standing under the altar, I cannot lie. Before that day, I never ministered outside my mother's church. Before that day, God told me, so that's shared to me. I have never ministered outside my mother's church. I only go for evangelism in the street and I'm preaching the church. But nobody invites me, I don't have to share, I don't have a program. But as I gave him that share, he called me. He said, invite me a servant of God. After today, your door of ministration outside is open. Yeah. As he spoke the word, I think something entered into me. From that day, I said, of God, CS.
redeemed. Different churches. Different churches. They don't hold it.
Because there are no evangelists when you preach only in your church. Evangelist is a ministry that takes you different places. So that day, the man opened connection for me. Even to the point that I did program with an American citizen. After that, that's just one shirt. So this is what you're doing now. As you sow to your pastor, you will see a prophetic sign.
Amen.
So you will see a prophetic sign.
Amen.
Let me all go, I have just 5 minutes, please. 5 minutes. Today is Father's Day. Hallelujah. 3 points about real intimacy. You know, why the Holy Spirit led on the talk show? Thank you. May God bless His Excellency. You are doing a good job. In fact, mommy, I want to let you a Sunday school teacher. So put that in Sunday school. Because these 2 Sundays that I've not come, I've released our gifts. Now, she used marriage as a typology of the real intimacy. That's why this is the main thing. What they just told you about marriage relationship is because there's no marriage in heaven. Angel Gabriel does not have wife. Are you hearing me? If you leave this world, the Bible says when you transform to the glorified body, there is no husband, there's no male, there's no female. So marriage is only on earth. So that's why the Bible says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. God was using, humans are limited in understanding. So God uses, because the Bible, are earthly stories with heavenly meaning. God uses earthly things to explain the heavenly kingdom. God uses marriage as a typology of Christ and the church. So marriage is just a setting for companionship so that you know you have to have companionship with your maker. You are born of the spirit, so you must always fellowship with the spirit. That's the companionship you and your wife stay, same room, because of what it is, that is it. So this marriage of a thing, don't be too obsessed if you have not given your life to Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus. If you have not been with Him. The Bible says, no time, God of time, I will just go straight to the scripture. The Bible says, in Mark chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, and He called them 12 to be with Him. After them, to send forth them to preach. There was a being first before they sent Him. Don't be in a hurry to be sent when you are not being. That's why if you get married, that first 3 months, you and your husband will quarrel. That first 4 months, you and your wife will disagree because you're coming from different points. Yeah. Like when I'm married, I'm not like, forget I become a pastor. That first 7 months, I almost told God, are you sure this girl? Because when I'm fasting, some people will say that the gospel, if you marry, if I marry, I will fast that day. Are you hearing me? I fasted 15 minutes like this day. So don't think about me of marriage. Marriage is not an end. It's a means to an end. It's not an end. I didn't pray to marry. I pray to fulfill my purpose. Marriage is not a package to help me fulfill my purpose. I told my wife, don't help me to fulfill the ministry. Then that means to like a gentleman. I told her to face. So it's not yet.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He's not mind my face, so when I preach, I'm a radical. That don't mean I'm a stubborn person. My wife loves me. But I told her. That's the truth. Marriage. First 2 months, I'm fasting. This guy eating. I'm his chubby, can eat. So when I'm praying the night, she's sleeping. And she, I love the way she sleeps. She sleeps with this confidence to that. In fact, when the snoring is coming, I say, you don't need to be speaking in tongue with me. You are snoring. God bless you, sir. She's snoring in tongues. Why me? I'm speaking in tongues. I almost told God, I have to go and pray again. But God said, you already entered. This is the smallest handcuff. Are you hearing me? You cannot come out though. And you know that there are many married people that pray for their husband to die. May never be your portion.
Yeah.
There are many married women that pray for their vice versa. Because they know they cannot kill the person, they'll go to jail. So they pray for the person to die. As it's traveling now, let us see it happen. Oh, let me be free from this handcuff. It shall never be your portion.
Amen.
So, marriage, that first 3 months, you are trying to adjust. You are trying to be with that person. That's what the Bible says. He called the disciple to be first with him. Let them study Jesus. Let them know how Jesus is. Let them know his way. You can't just come out and begin to preach. Nobody appear. Adeboye did not just come out from anywhere. He was first with Akindayo. He was first with Jesus. Then with his mentor. Before he became G.O. So Christianity, you must first be with Christ. You must first have intimacy before you can answer. That's why after how many, 1 year, the husband, the wife begin to gel. 2, 3 years, 5 years, they begin to resemble each other. Like I know now, as mommy and daddy is now, don't tell me, you can't hide it. Two of you still communicate. You cannot hide it. Body language, if daddy do body language, mommy understand. If mommy don't do any body language, he know his wife. Because I've stayed for years. That is what they call, they have been, then they now become. You can't become when you are not been. That's why I pity preacher that after publicity, than presence, the secret place. Spend time in the secret chamber. Spend time and know the word. That's the real intimacy. I have 5 minutes to go. So I want to tell you quickly, three people, don't read this Bible portion, so I can run on. How can you have intimacy? Number one, be holy through salvation. John chapter 3, verse 5. The Bible said, don't need to read. You cannot read at home. Because you know that I will tell you, the Bible said, and whosoever is not born of the water and the spirit cannot enter. You cannot enter a relationship. Not like you enter a relationship with a young lady and you end up married now. You cannot enter a relationship intimacy with God if you are not born of the water and the spirit. The water is the word, the spirit is the Holy Ghost. You cannot come again. Praise the Lord.
If you go home, you go and read for yourself. Philippians 2:12. It's all about the presence and the absence. Someone should open that place. Point two, study the word and deeply. Study the word deeply. 1 Timothy chapter 2, for verse 15. The Bible says, he said, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. If you are not born again, the Bible said, they were naked and were not ashamed. Why do people who want to commit sin, a married person want to sleep with another person, why do they go to a jail? Why do they not go to a matrimonial bed? Because of shame. But why do your husband and wife stay in their house? Because there's no shame. The Bible says they were naked and not ashamed. But the Bible says study the word. So that you rightly devote the word of truth. You be a workman and need not to be ashamed. When you're not spending time with God, you'll be ashamed before the world. You'll be ashamed of the gospel. The Bible said, he is ashamed of me before the rule of God. I'll be ashamed of you before what? My heavenly Father. So, just as marriage, husband and wife are not ashamed when they are together. That's how, if you are a child of God, you have spent time with God, you will not be ashamed. God has taught you the word of God. The word of God in you will make you not be ashamed. Who's giving me Philippians 2:12?
I want to pick something for that place. The last point, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Okay?
When I was with you, as long as I am away,
It
is even important. Work out to show the
result
of the salvation.
Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Sister, God bless you. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You are obeying in my presence and in my absence. Any married couple who does eye service does something only in the presence of their spouse. But in their absence, they do otherwise. That's what the Bible says, you have obeyed the word of God in the presence and in my absence. So Jesus does not expect you to be a high service. You cannot born again. You don't know the word. You cannot born again. You don't have salvation. You only do things in the presence of the church, when my pastor is watching, when pastor called me. Remember, in the church, sleeping with each other, in the department of the church, was committing fornication, in the department of the church, and you expect God to come down?
Hey God. I even heard of a church where the pastor, the ministers are having rounds with each other. Because someone shout abomination.
Abomination.
So someone shout abomination.
Abomination.
The abomination of dissolution. May he never enter your heart in the name of Jesus. He, as you, as children, Philippians 2:2, I say, as you obey in my presence, so also in my absence. Don't be a child of God only in the presence of the church. When you go to your office, what do? When you go to home, when you're in the house of your wife, what do you do there? When your wife go for leave 1 month outside country, what do you do? That's the time the Christianity is tested. When nobody's watching you, salvation. Number two, the word of God. The last one, pray without ceasing. If you open to Psalm 119, verse 11 to 16, the Bible said, I have mutual respect for their law. Teach me your way. That means the word of God, you must have respect for it. In marriage, it's what they call mutual respect.
I'm relating this place, intimacy with God, with marriage, because that's the main typology that we're using for today's sermon, which is the topic from the province, intimacy. Intimacy in marriage demands mutual respect. You don't respect your spouse, you talk about your spouse anyhow to people. People don't respect your spouse because you use your mouth to spoil your spouse. Are you hearing me? One man told me, you can't talk anything about me, you can't talk about my wife. Even Daddy Gio, I've said it, that you can insult me on social media, but don't joke with my prophetess. That's mutual respect. And the same thing, the Bible said, I have respect unto your word. Teach me your way. One of the ways to have intimacy with God, you must respect the word of God. If you are still sinning, even as you are a worker, you don't have respect for the word of God. If you are still doing what is not right, even after you become a worker, yesterday someone transferred money. Someone transferred money two times. And I saw the same name, GT, Ope. And my conscience was blaming me. I said, this customer, maybe, you know how GT sometimes may fail. So I said, I have to contact him. The only thing told me, because of past experience, some people are very tricky. They may claim their amount. So what we do, we wait. The person now identify, give the details. Because, you know, it's possible for two people to have the same name on different platforms. So the Holy Spirit, the next day told me, reach out to him. Because it will be foolhardy if I'm a Christian, if I'm a minister, and I take money double from somebody that bought only one item, and I take money twice, my conscience will not rest. Even though I will not let someone to do it to me. That's the respect unto the word of God. You have mutual respect for the word. You don't want the name of God to be evil spoken of. They say, and he called himself a pastor, and he called himself a child, and he's going to Life Gate Assembly. Look at what she's doing. He's playing Buga. He's doing this one. I saw a minister that dragging down on social media when they invited a secular musician in as a pastor in your event. And people are dragging you. You are using the name of God in contempt. Don't have mutual respect for the word of God. What happened to Frank Edward? What happened to Moses Bliss? Those ones that know how to sing gospel jams and we dance. Those same dance want to dance for P Square. Why don't you invite the gospel artists that sing the same genre of music? The genre of music of jam, gospel jam, you invite them. And for you to go and invite an outright person who is, you know, that's what they call your personality. Your personality is what you stand for. As a child of God, if they find my pastor in the cross, that means she endorses me. She doesn't need to tell me. Yes. That's why there's a place you can't say I never leave. Because the Bible says, you know, I'm an epistle. People are reading you. There's a kind of place you see who I never leave. You say, how can I tell you if I leave my club? What is he doing there? Even if you want to go for it, don't you have the age to send him to that place? Because you know, the moment they slap him there, the name is rubbish. And there are people that have small faith. A little thing can shake their faith. When they see the Gio in that place, oh, Gio can go there, I'm going to the war, I'm on the side. Because our faith is not strong on the word of God, our faith is on the epistle. That's why you must not do something. The Bible says, I abstain from appearance of evil. So going to that place is an appearance of evil for the unbeliever. So you have to abstain from it. That worldly musician, if now you're full of it, and I hear the ringtone as a person in the altar, the ringtone is what? It's all those shake out their life. How would you say? My personal ringtone is shake. What would a small boy like this that is coming up, whose friend is this small that has given me, what would he do? If he has shake from the great woman of God. Christianity is very simple. May God help us in Jesus' name. Shall we rise on our feet as we pray? The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 8, pray without ceasing. Psalm 63 verse 1 says, early will I seek thee. If you want to grow in intimacy, you must be born again. You must study and you must pray. Begin to talk to God in prayer. Begin to talk to God in prayer. Please, sorry for the time, but you Sunday is a very special program. In fact, if you watch, we didn't do Sunday school review. I used to enjoy Sunday school review by our pastor. So I remember, I said, why are you not doing it? Because of the you Sunday. So every youth Sunday, always have in mind that the service may be not usual. So but even at that, we have to obey the authority, not to keep take too much time. Use the few minutes you have and begin to talk to God in prayer. Say, Lord, help me. May I have intimacy with God. Intimacy cannot grow with sin. Intimacy cannot grow with sin. The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 66, Jesus had intimacy to the point that Jesus knows who to train. He said, I have not chosen you 12, I
and one of you is a shepherd. Jesus knows who will change. Yeah, have I not choosing you 12? Tell me, say that I choose three of you, but I know that your dad is the one that takes me to America. I know it. Because God has given you 12. That's what Jesus said. Have I not choosing you 12? And one of you is a devil. John chapter 6, verse 17. Jesus knows that Judas will betray you. If he was so intimate with God, how can he receive such prophetic insight about the future? So if you want to know what you want to do in the future, you are not spending time with God. How will God reveal your future to you when you don't spend time with him? Even if you rub a perfume, that perfume smell around where you want to go. Because you have gone off with that perfume. Same thing, if you spend time with God, when you come out, you carry on. Talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer.
Thank you, Father.